You and I would like to think that we know ourselves pretty well, that by this time in our lives, we have a pretty good handle on who we are or what we're good at and what our weaknesses are. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. But as much as we'd like to think that, in an honest moment, we'd have to admit that we really don't know ourselves all that well. You think everything's going along just fine and dandy. Yeah, you're doing pretty well at being a good person. And then bam! Something flies at you from left field, you react badly, you bite someone's head off, you damage a relationship, you fail God. And all your good intentions are lying there in a crumpled heap on the floor. Why didn't I see that coming? Why did I do that? What was I thinking? It happened to King David too. So towards the end of one of his psalms, he prays like this, Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. God, examine me and know my mind. Test me and know all my worries. Make sure that I'm not going the wrong way. Lead me on the path that has always been right. We are such complex beings, you and I, with experiences both good and bad from the past that have molded who we are, with hope and with hurts and joys and troubles that equally wreak havoc in our heart and mind and tear away at our spirit. The truth is that we don't know or understand ourselves anywhere near as well as God does. That's why it's worth asking God to examine us, to know our minds, to test us, to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. Because only He truly knows us. That's God's word fresh for you today. When that sin creeps in, it robs us terribly of our peace and joy. And God wants us to be at rest in Him. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.